If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Cleo Trapper.
And I'm Billy B.
Yes, ma'am. Woo.
First of all, thank you to Cleo Trapper and Billy B for joining us. You guys have some things in common already. Mm-hmm. All right. You ladies are both Tauruses. Yes. You're both from New York City.
Mm-hmm. Big Brooklyn.
You're both about to put out your debut EPs. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Yes. It is a lot. It's a lot. No, for real.
I'm sensing some synergies here. Okay. But first of all, so let's get into it. Cleo Trapper, you're from Staten Island.
Yes, I'm from Staten, Park Hill to be exact.
Mm-hmm. I was saying I have a lot of Staten Island history just from having worked with Wu-Tang and having worked in Staten Island on Bay Street back in the day. So I loved seeing your Protect Your Neck freestyle.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes. I heard the beat over like when I was watching the Wu-Tang series, and I'm like, I will eat this beat. So yeah. Then I was just like, yeah, let's do it.
All right. And Billy B, I'm from Brooklyn. And you're from Brooklyn too. You know, yes. You know when you say I'm from Brooklyn, you gotta do
you
that.
You gotta deal with that. Right. I'm from Brooklyn, like
yeah, so I like this. And you came to the bowling party, so thank you so much the other day to benefit the Children's Hospital at Maimonides. So.
Yes, my son was born at Maimonides too.
So oh, get out of here. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I was born there, so and my brother was born at that hospital.
Oh, wow.
I think part of like why we love doing what we do is the ability to be able to, at some point, you know, do positive things to give back in the community.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Gigi's from Philly, just so everybody knows, and Jasmine's from Omaha.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Why did you smile like that?
Philly, currently in Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
Omaha, I live in currently in D.C.
Yeah. Where's Omaha?
Nebraska. In the Midwest.
Oh, Nebraska? Mm-hmm. I never met nobody from Nebraska.
Exactly. I like that for CJ.
No, I love that. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you need to, like, you know.
Nebraska.
We need to go to Nebraska.
Yeah. Okay,
right. Let's do a girl's trip.
I've been to Nebraska one time. But I was driving through. I drove from New York to Cali, and we went through Nebraska.
Okay. My friend just drove from Cali to New Jersey.
It was so fun.
How far is that? How long does that take?
It was fun. It took me 3 days.
That's a cross country.
So they didn't stop. It was my one friend flew out there to help her drive, and she had to come back to Jersey to go to work. So they literally just took turns driving back and forth.
That's 2 days.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's
it took us 3 days, but we stopped three days.
Yeah, I told her, we would have had to stop.
So wait, who did you drive with?
So my homegirl, she was about to move to LA, and then like overnight, she's like, yeah, I'm about to leave tomorrow, but I'm driving by myself. I'm like, girl, you can't drive by yourself.
You're a good
friend.
To LA.
She's a good friend. I'd be like,
and
girl.
I just got up and drove with her. But it was fun.
And that's what happened with my friends. My one friend was driving, and my other homegirl was like, I'm going to fly out there and drive with you. I can't let you drive there by yourself.
That's a good friend, too.
Yeah, 3 days. I smoked the whole way there. We had no car problems, for sure. No police. I'm like, this is fun. Mm-hmm. It felt liberating.
That makes me feel like maybe that's not a bad thing to do. What's your longest car trip, Cleo Chapa?
Let me think. Probably like 3-4 hours.
That's not nothing.
That's why I'm from Staten Island to Manhattan.
Right. Don't do that, because that's actually very much less than an hour. That's like 45 minutes.
Traffic.
It could be hour traffic.
Yeah, traffic.
Yeah. Well, currently, we might only limit is like 6 hours.
I think that's
I've driven more than that. You know, I used to go back and forth from Philly to Atlanta like every month when I first moved there. And then I got so many tickets that I lost my driver's license. So I started flying.
How long did that drive?
18 years ago. 12 hours.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot.
Okay. I think the farthest I ever did was to Virginia, from New York to Virginia. Or one time I drove from Connecticut to Syracuse.
I just started driving. So I don't got that much stories about me driving far, but I be passenger princess.
How were you when you first got your license? Because when I first got my license, I had like 3 accidents in the first year.
Girl, I just got into my first accident 2 months ago, because I got my license in January. So I got the car in like July. Then I got into the accident in like August.
And it wasn't your fault.
It's bound to happen.
Y'all start really late getting licensed.
I had a parked car. I looked off the road to yell at somebody. I'm like, because they were staring at the car. The car was, you know, I don't blame them, but it's like, I'm a new driver. So it was like somebody walking real slow, staring at my car. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, you trying to get hit or something? So it's not till I was driving up that I'm just like, I just rolled down the window and yelled.
Ooh. And then you hit a car.
And just hit a parked car.
And then played yourself.
And there was people in the car. I played myself so bad. God. I know that person was laughing. But thank God, the people in the car, I knew them.
I told you, when you first get your license, you're all right, I'm glad you got that out the way. Because honestly, when you first get your license, you're bound to have, especially in New York, because
I had
tight.
Accidents before I got my license. Okay. I used to steal so my own car and just
Same.
Go.
I did too. I'm not, I did before I got my license. My parents
would
tell you.
Never let me. She would never let me take
the car. I used to steal it and come back and park it on the other side.
She'd be like, I want my car. I'd be like, yeah, you moved it.
Oh, yeah, because there's nowhere.
She'd be like, I did,
oh,
right?
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't get the same spot back.
No, never. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you put cones there. Somebody will move those cones.
Move the cones.
You know, I crashed my parents' car twice. I was 15. I did not know how to drive. Oh, and I crashed the front and back of the car.
And you let your brother take the blame.
And then I put it in the driveway and didn't say nothing. And my dad came home from work. And I just remember hearing him yelling. And I was like, oh, shit. And then he thought it was my brother. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my brother's like, what are you talking about? I didn't do anything. And so I had to come down and be like, it was me.
It was me.
And he started yelling at me, and I said, I'm okay. Thanks for asking.
Hey, girl, I know that. I can see you.
Like a nigga, y'all. Thank you for asking.
I'm okay. Thanks.
But you know what? Since we are on this topic, right, let's talk about Cameron and Mace. They were saying that New York women are very aggressive. Right. And you saw Gigi, you saw that.
Yeah.
What were they saying?
So they were on $1 million worth of game. And Gilly asked Cameron and Mace, why are New York women so aggressive? Like, why are New York women just so like, rah, 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 you know? And the explanation was taking it back to Gangsta Bitch.
And like Apache, back that in the song.
Day. Yeah, Apache. And like back in the day, like
he had
New
a song
York girls wanted
just for
like
the younger people
guy.
In the room. I need a Gangsta Bitch.
I need a Gangsta Boogie. It was my Gangsta Bitch. Yeah. So he said taking it back to that, like the girls, you know, that was what the guys wanted. So the girls conformed to that. And now it's like, guys see girls in other places and be like, okay, no, I don't want a gangsta bitch. Soften up.
Now, Cleo Chapa, you moved to Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what's the difference between the vibes in Atlanta and New York? Is it,
how long ago did you move there?
I moved there 3 years ago. I just moved back in April. But I would say, like, people are definitely more chill. Like, I remember when I first moved out there, people were saying like good morning, good afternoon to me. I was like, I said that.
Who
know you? Nobody know you.
Right.
Why are you talking to me?
Nobody know you.
I was baffled, but I that's the Southern hospitality. Now I learned like that's what that is.
Yeah.
Because I was really confused at first. Like, why strangers
say hello
talking to me?
Yeah. Why are strangers talking? Why are you looking
Welcome
at
to quick
me?
Trip.
Why are you smiling? Why are you talking?
Why are you holding this door for me, sir?
Why are you holding the door?
Now, Billy B, you. Billy B, you moved to LA for, you still live in LA?
No, I was back and forth for like 6 years.
Okay, so what did you think was different, you know, being an aggressive Brooklyn woman?
You know, it's so funny, like, when I was in LA, like, that layer of grime and aggressiveness kind of like washed off of me. Like,
really?
Everybody used to be like, you different than LA. I'm like, because the sun is shining in
the weather.
It's great.
No reason to be
you know, like,
angry.
New York,
the winter make you gritty.
Yeah,
New
like,
York winter.
And it's warm. I'm working out, grass. No hoodies. Yeah. Like, I was just
in LA.
I loved LA.
Like, the air. I like sun. It hit different.
It hit different. It feel better. Like, and then, like, you just wake up, this is good sceneries, palm trees. Yeah. Like, damn, I made it. Like, LA girls.
Wait, go ahead.
I have a lot of LA homegirls, but like LA girls are just different. I'm happy to be from New York. Like, I wouldn't want to be from nowhere else.
It is hard when you're from New York. I'll say this: it's hard for people who are not from here to move here, and it's hard when you're from here
to move somewhere.
To go somewhere else. Yeah. But I do feel like the harder part is if you're not from here and you try to move here.
Yeah. We adapt. We gonna adapt. Yeah.
Because everything is a little easier than living in New York. Yeah. I feel like New York is a hard place to live. You know what they say: if you can make it here,
you can make it anywhere.
Anywhere.
That's a fact.
All right. So you also have the tour coming with Mona Leo. Oh, you're on it.
I'm coming to like one of the shows in New York that she's doing, like her stop.
Doing a New York stop. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do you feel like knowing that?
I'm so excited for real because she's like the first like female rapper to really bring me out.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So I'm excited. Good. Like, and I really like her as a person. Like, we chilled in Atlanta. Like, we was vibing and stuff. Like, that's my girl. So I was hyped. I'm like, period. Let's period on the music end. Like, yeah.
And people are excited.
How are you preparing?
I'm rapping in the mirror.
Okay. Like, she ain't here drinking tea. Like,
right. I'm chilling for real because when I hit that stage, it's like,
yeah,
I don't really be nervous for real. I really love vibing with the audience and talking and just like getting people hyped up even before I perform. I just love the whole thing. So I'm really excited.
I feel like they really want to reciprocate your energy because it's already given.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Now, that's really dope. And like for both of you as artists who are about to put out your debut projects, which is a huge deal, y'all both super talented.
Thank you.
That's why I was excited to have both of you. Together. I feel like, and I've been saying this like as of late, it's really the women who have been running
things.
And people could be mad all they want, but I mean, it is. It's not like before it used to be like, okay, there's like two or three.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of like,
we have options.
It's like 165 of us out here. Everybody doing their thing.
I love that. I love it.
I like the way that the men are embracing it as well.
Mm-hmm, the men, exactly. Yeah. You would think
they were trying to give us some pushback at first.
They started eating it up.
Because you know, if you can't beat them,
there it goes.
Now, Billy B, I remember you had said that you decided you wanted to give up like 300 times on the music. So tell me like some of the things that you went through that made you feel like,
God, the industry alone is a crazy place. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy place. But no, I'm just dramatic, honestly. So that's why.
I was gonna say, like, you're nice.
No, I'm just dramatic. So I be in my moods. So I be like, you know what? Like, I'm the type of person, I like for things to be executed properly. So like, if one thing is kind of off and I feel like I'm a half step, I'm like, nah, I'm not doing this at all. Like,
okay.
But I had to learn, like, I have to roll with the punches. You got to improvise. You got to, like, you can't not show up. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to learn, like, all right, to dug it through, like, damn, my wig fucked up. Y'all still want me to go? Like, maybe something so little. But I'm just so dramatic. Like,
you've always been like that?
Yes. And I didn't notice until I had my son. Mm-hmm. And I see how dramatic he is. And I'm like, oh.
You got that from his mom.
I be doing that. Yeah.
And you had your son at a time when shit really popped off.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, like, right before Don't Play With It became viral.
Mm-hmm. Oh, got a baby.
Yeah, he's 3 now.
Okay.
Yeah, he just turned 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, so that is
it was crazy because, like, his birthday came and then, like, the next day, Don't Play With It hit 1 million views. And then it was just like, I was all over the place. Mm-hmm. And then I got this little baby and I'm like, what the hell am I doing? I'm like, God, why would you make me have a baby now? Like,
I'm just blaming God.
Wait, so you were pregnant during COVID?
It was crazy. That's why I moved back to New York. Because I was out there and I was pregnant and the hospitals were like, yeah, well, if you catch COVID, don't come to the hospital. I'm like, so what do I do? I'm pregnant. Like, what do I do? They like, don't come here. I'm like, what the hell? And I had no family out there.
Did you catch it?
I caught it while I was pregnant. Yeah, like God. 5 months in, I caught it.
But that's good. Crazy. They say that's good for like
for the baby, the antibodies.
Yeah, antibodies. The immune system. Did you get COVID during that time?
I definitely got COVID.
Is that not that shit?
Funny. No, I got it in Atlanta, and I was definitely fucked up.
Oh, everybody in Atlanta was acting like it didn't exist. Everybody
yeah, I don't know why they was doing that, and I was doing it right with them, and that's how I got it.
I know I would have been outside if I wasn't pregnant. I would have been right outside. Like, wait.
During COVID, Atlanta shut down for 6 weeks.
Yeah, they ain't really
I was out there. I seen, you know, I came. I came out there, like, to do work. Actually, when I did finally get COVID, it was in Atlanta.
Yeah, I remember telling me.
I had to go, like, do some interviews for some award show. And they were like, yo, can you do, I was like, what's the check? Okay, yes.
And so, okay, yes.
I went, and that's how I got COVID, because they definitely acted like it didn't exist. And I was feeling like maybe people in Atlanta had the antibodies.
I think I do, because I didn't catch it, and I was outside.
Yo, that's what you would think, right?
I filmed the whole reality show. We was COVID testing every other day.
Had people over the house.
I was having family dinners and cookouts.
Yes, we did.
And I did not catch it.
I was I did my birthday in Austin, Texas, and everybody got COVID.
Oh, my God.
Except for me.
Oh,
I didn't know what was going on.
I was like,
something's
going on.
I know. I started feeling like I couldn't get it. And then I got it.
And then you got
As soon as you start feeling like you immune to it, they're going to humble you.
Yeah.
COVID will humble you.
I was trying to stay away from it so hard, and it still caught me. Mm-hmm. I was so sick for like 5 days. Mm-hmm. I was just sweating, and I'm pregnant. So I'm like, oh my God. I had to spray everything with alcohol. Oh my God, never again. Please keep COVID where the hell is that?
Yeah, hopefully it don't come.
Now, what made you move to Atlanta?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I moved to Atlanta. Okay, boo.
We already know what's coming.
I moved to Atlanta to escape an ex.
Oh, okay.
And I, you know, everything was just reminding me of him. So mm-hmm. I'm just like, I got to go. And you know,
did it
this
work?
Will be it.
Didn't work. He came too.
He came to a year later. He came to, okay.
It did not work.
We ended up in Atlanta together now, but
why did you need to escape him?
I mean, everything was reminding me of him.
But I mean, like, so what happened? Like, what made you?
Oh, so basically, I went to Miami for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, he had a new girlfriend.
What?
How?
Yeah.
Did you leave
like,
for a year?
Like, we argued and stuff in Miami. Like, we was arguing and stuff. And
wait, y'all were officially a couple?
We were a couple already. We was a couple. I went to Miami. I was staying with my best friend. And everything was cool. And then he's just like, he just started moving real insecure. Mm. Like, what you doing in Miami? Why are you still there? Mm. And he was just going on.
How long
and
were you
on.
There?
I ended up being there for a few weeks.
Okay. That is a while.
That's not that. To get a whole new girlfriend?
I'm saying but though.
I'm not saying that was okay, but a few weeks is...
But I had a reason, though.
What was the reason?
The reason was I wasn't feeling the return flights. They was all connecting and stuff, and I'm just like,
That don't make sense. For a few weeks?
Did you try to get a book for a flight for Fort Lauderdale?
I swear to God, there was dead nothing else going on. It was really just a flight for me. And I'm just like, if you really want me to come back right now, like, just pay for the flight. Like, right. You feel me? But he ain't pay for the flight. Mm. So I stayed longer.
Oh, yeah, I would have stayed too.
Then by the time I went to book the flight, it was all types of delays.
Yeah, and it was just like,
he was like, I'll show you.
It was the arguments. And I felt like the arguments was like, he already had something planned because it was just making no sense.
Right. So how did you find out about this new girlfriend?
So when I came back, I was trying to like rekindle things. I'm like, what's going on? Like, he moving so different, da da da. So I try to get my stuff from his crib because at this point, it's like, you make it seem like we done or whatever. So I'm like, let me get my stuff, whatever. Right. And
gotta get the stuff.
And I'm like, let me talk to you, though. So when he was like in front of the crib and I'm getting the stuff, I'm like, let me get in the car. I got in the car to talk to him. And I see car seat. I see slides, first slides. I see mad shit in the car.
He did that on purpose.
He had that.
I'm like, nah, what's going on?
He had a car seat in the car.
I guess his girlfriend had a baby.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm saying he couldn't. Come on.
But the slides, the it was a lie.
That quick, that's,
he's a weirdo. He's a fucking weirdo. Weeks. Everything, it was so quick to me. Like, you got her slides and shit. You helping her sell slides and shit now.
Wait, she was selling slides?
Yeah, like you helping her with the bulk orders and the.
Oh, my God. Drop shipping.
So how you end up spinning the block and he get to Atlanta? I spend the block all the time, so no judgment.
So I've been moved spending after the block for 15 years. After that whole thingy, I moved. And I was bored in Atlanta. The niggas wasn't doing it for me.
Yeah, there's not a lot of guys to pick from in Atlanta.
Whatever. That's fine. So I wasn't really looking for real. And I'm just like, I miss him. So I just hit him up one day. And he was single, and we single, and we just got back together.
So he wasn't with the first lives no more?
No. Okay. They lasted like 2 months.
Okay.
I think that was like a revenge thing. Yeah. He was just really mad at me staying in Miami.
It was like a little rebound situation.
Yeah, so y'all together right now?
No.
Okay.
But
she didn't let me finish the question.
Just real quick. Immediately,
slow down.
No. Done.
Are you? What's your relationship? What are you, single now, or you got somebody else, or what's going on?
I got a bookie.
Okay. Okay. Is he in New York?
Yeah.
Or long distance. Okay. We like that.
Okay. Yeah. Bookie. Mm-hmm.
You think you want to eventually end up with a New York guy?
Yeah. I think that's they understand me. Okay. I think a New York woman needs to be with a New York man, and that's just how it needs to be.
I can see that.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Billy B?
What?
You single? You know, you have a son.
Yeah,
like...
Not with my baby father.
Oh, you are? Okay, good.
Period. Mm.
As you should be.
Come on, family.
Love that. How supportive is he when it comes to, like, the music and everything?
Because sometimes... I'm rapping. Like, It was all him. He was like managing an artist before me. And then when I came around, I was like, I rap too. And they was like, no, you don't. And I was like, yes, I do. And then they was like, all right, I spit for them. And they was like, all right, we're going to put you in the studio. So he like, he just, and he's like real low key. So he just be behind the scenes. He don't care.
He don't get jealous. Mm-hmm. Like, what if you have to go to the studio with, you know, a guy? Because sometimes.
I usually, anytime I go to the studio, I go with him. So.
Okay.
And they just be like, oh, that's your security? That's your manager?
And you just say, yeah.
I just like, yeah. And they just be like, all right, cool.
But then when they try something, you'd be like, actually, that's my man.
Yeah. In the beginning, he used to be like, because it was a little hard for him to adjust because I used to be doing crazy
shit. This was before the baby?
Yeah, before the baby.
The baby usually confirms it for them. Like, yeah, I got her.
Yeah. No, he was before the baby. Well, early on, like the him getting used to just, I used to be like, I got to do this. I'm a rapper. Like, I can't be like all lovey-dovey. Mm-hmm. On the, like, because guys, you know, they have this, like, they fantasize mm-hmm. about, you know, as, like, I feel like strippers, artists, like, fans, sometimes the fans, they fantasize about you. So if they see you in a relationship, it's just like,
it hurts them.
Yeah, it kills, like, they whole dream of, like, being with you.
I feel like that's kind of, I don't know if that still is true today.
I think back in the day,
they used to say that. They used to be like, you have to pretend.
Act like
that
you're single.
Yeah. But I feel like now people do like celebrate, you know, because people,
it depends on
people
who
be really blowing up off of being in a relationship and posting.
That's a fact. But I would never want to be in that type of thing.
No, it's public
like,
relationship.
My relationship is like, you know, the center of everything, like a couple's page. It's not.
Right. Mm-hmm. But now, why did y'all break up the second time?
I was pretty much over it.
Oh,
okay. So you it was like a buildup of insecure. It was just like, it was just, yeah. It's my career and what I was doing was just, it just wasn't gonna. Right. He would complain about other artists that I would try to work with, artists that want to work with me. Mm-hmm. It was like, he was just insecure.
Yeah.
And it was just building up. From the jump, it was like, it already was signs and symptoms of just, it ain't gonna work. But I was really pushing it because I loved him.
Yeah. What did he do for a living?
Okay. He's so sly.
Nah, he is outside. Okay. He's a Bama. He's a Bama. Okay. He was scamming hard, actually. Okay.
Was he a successful scammer?
Yeah, he was. He was.
So you was getting shit at least.
I was. But like, I'm getting money too. So it's like, at first, when we
you
first started fucking with each other.
Money though.
Yeah. Right. And when we first started fucking with each other, it was like, ooh, I got me a scammer. But it's like, over time, it's like, all right, this scammer money and my money is catching up. It's actually surpassing it now. Because, you know, scammers, they like, they have their slow ups. Mm-hmm. They have their slow ups.
And it's a short shelf life because it's also a little nerve wracking. You don't know the day that something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the nicest thing you ever got though?
The nicest thing I ever got was my chain.
Okay.
That was the nicest thing he ever got me. Yeah, he got me my shit. Chain.
Mm-hmm. Like, I love it. That's like a wedding ring. And like,
He didn't ask for nothing back when y'all broke up, did he?
No.
Okay, I'm just
asking. Why men do that?
Whoa, I ain't gonna lie. He was asking for the chain back.
See?
He
that's crazy.
He sounds petty. That's right.
And I'm like, yeah, you're not getting the chain back, though. Like, what you gonna do? Like, what? Point it? Like, what you gonna do? But he was asking for it. He stopped. But he was asking for it at first.
He's going to be tight watching this interview.
It is what it is, guys. I mean, I think if you're telling things that are true, that really happened.
Yeah, I ain't lying about shit.
Yeah, there's nothing you can really do about it. All right, now, you also did a blog about, you know, how a man of his word, like a man that could keep his word and really do what he says he's going to do.
Oh, I love that.
You love that. Yeah. Billy B, is your man a man of his word?
Yeah, some words. Not
some words. Not every single word. I love how you
be honest. He be bringing shit up, like.
He's not here, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, shit. Tread carefully.
Tread
carefully. No, let him know right now. He's in the other room. Go ahead.
Now, he'll bring shit up. Like, he be like, oh, yeah, we should go here, right? And it'd be like some little vacation shit. I'd be like, oh, yeah.
We should.
And then he just start making it, like, I guess when it click in his brain, like.
That he said that.
I ain't really mean to say. Then he'd be like, damn, but the seats and the I hate the airport. I hate y'all just making shit up. I'm like, already, listen. All right. I already know what you about to do. So, but he, you know, he do what he got to do.
Period.
Yeah. Is Bookie a man of his word?
Bookie is a man of his word. That's why I made the video, because at that time it was giving man of his word.
Yes.
But like you said, it ain't every day.
Right.
You know, keeping their word.
You know.
Take up the word.
All right, well, now let's take some accountability. Are we women of our word?
Why you froze?
What words?
All right, we'll give you a moment to think. Gigi, Gigi, are you a woman of your word?
I'm definitely a woman of my word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to stand on it. 10 toes down.
And sit on it.
And spin around on it, too.
Oh, very cool.
Jasmine, are you a woman?
I don't know what that means.
Like, if you say you're going to do something, do you do it?
It depends on what I said.
It depends on what I said.
Yeah, what did I say?
What
mood was I in when I said it? Yeah.
The Omaha in her is telling me no.
Yeah, about 50-50.
Yeah, I think if Jasmine says she's going to do something, there's like a...
Only because
that's Gemini's though.
But
Gemini's
only because
serious,
I'm a mom now.
You be using this baby as an excuse.
You the one told me. Let me tell you, when I was pregnant,
even
Angie,
before you was a mom, you was still like this.
And used my pregnancy as an excuse. Well, you know Jasmine here, she's pregnant, so we can't go. Like she used to use my pregnancy as an excuse.
Listen, I have always wanted to have like a fake baby so I could just say, you
she
know,
like,
the baby.
We know Jasmine's tired.
Listen, that's one thing as a mother.
She's like,
Jasmine's tired. There's no disputing that the baby can't make stuff happen.
I might have a fake dog at home, like, you know, I gotta walk the dog.
Are you a woman of your word?
Yes.
Oh,
I feel very obligated to do things when I say I'm going to do it.
I change my mind sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I change, you know.
And y'all be using, like, mental health as a reason. You be like, well, you know, I got to make sure I protect my
energy.
I've heard people do that. People will say, like, you know, I just feel like I just been giving too much and I got to make sure I protect my peace and my space. So
you know what?
I'm not going to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
I say that shit all the time.
Well, you see what I mean? But you have a kid. You don't even need to do that.
Just use the kid.
Yeah,
just use the kid.
I use him a lot. I was like, shit, I can't even post.
That's one thing that's undeniable. Nobody can deny that you BSing when you say my kid. Mm-hmm.
Gigi, your kid grown. You can't
And I still gonna blame her. Shit. How old are you?
Huh, 29.
Oh, she older than you. She older than you. She older than you. And guess what? She's still the baby.
That is not an excuse.
She's still the baby. You cannot
use her.
And I use the dogs more than I use her, though. But I will use her if I have to. But I still got to go home to feed them dogs, child.
All right, now.
Right, me too.
Now, are you a woman of your word? Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Yeah, somewhat. It will lie to us.
For the most part, exactly.
Mm-hmm. For the most part, I am.
All right, so are you good at sexting?
Sexting. I will send a... I like sexting here and there. Not too much. Like, I don't want to see a dick pic.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care for a dick pic. I don't want to see the nut coming out the dick. I don't want to see shit like that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I don't want to see shit like that. Nobody ever did that to me, though.
Because you're crazy. I don't want to see the nut coming out.
I don't want to see that.
Because then what just happened?
But I'll take a cute video.
Candy corruption is what happened. Titty twerk.
You know, here and there. But I don't want to see. You don't got to send nothing back. You really don't.
Okay, but what about just talking dirty on this, like, when I see you later?
Hey, I can't wait to suck that dick.
I know you
ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie, my bookie.
Do you pull out the board for him? Do you say okay?
Nah, you mad for me? No, but my bookie, when we first started fucking with each other, I was like, you know, I was trying to be a little freaky with him via text, and he's just like, I don't really like that.
Oh well, there you go.
He's like, I don't really like talking about stuff like that, and I left it right there. I ain't never talk about shit like that ever again. But the pictures and the shit like that, we do. But he ain't like the talking and shit. I don't know. Maybe it was early. I don't know.
What's wrong with that? He feels like it was early.
But that kind of would have made me feel bad. Like,
yeah, but what you
want to
do?
All cute, sexy. Like, yeah.
Maybe it was early. I'll try again later.
No.
Let me write something to him from you. Let me write something to him from you.
Why?
Now, Billy B, what about you?
Sexting? Yeah, I like to fantasize a lot.
I heard you go, when I said that.
Yeah, because I'm one of them. You know how the people be like, oh, I'm going to text you down, and then when it's time to link, I'm like, I'm not going to link, but we can text and fantasize.
And then you'd be like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
So you're not a woman of your word, is what you're saying.
Ooh.
I said some words. I said all the words. Like,
just a few.
How long have you been in a relationship?
Like almost 10 years.
That's a long time.
Girl, you're that's a decade. Mm-hmm. That's cute. That's long.
It's crazy. I don't even know how I did that, but I've always been in long relationships.
A relationship girl.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. Once I get out of a relationship, I'm back in another one. I be trying to be single.
I think that's some tourist shit.
It's funny shit.
It's like, you, as much as you try to be single, it's like love is so sweet, and it's just so,
love is so sweet, delicious,
and it's just like, I don't want to just fuck with somebody. Like, I want us to be locked in hard. Right.
Yeah.
Like, you
I mean, I want to go into it like that. It just be happening.
You want to be in his skin? Because you want to be in his skin.
Yeah, I want to be.
I
don't have anybody's skin to be in right now.
That's okay.
But I'm going to be in somebody else's skin real soon. Watch.
Soon come.
Gigi, are you enjoying being back single?
Yes.
I asked her about it before we started.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't know.
Okay.
She was just engaged for 60 days.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Was it really 60 days?
Yeah, it was about 65. Yeah. She went and got her K-1 visa.
60-day fiancé
just sounds so much better. That is like such a Gemini thing to do. Like, I don't do this no more.
But it was fun. It was fun while it lasted. It was fun. Yeah. Have you responded to him yet?
He called me about a week ago.
I think y'all gonna fix that.
No, mm-mm. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think so either.
Okay, what happened?
I just wasn't getting what I needed.
Okay,
yeah.
She told him what she needed. He didn't deliver.
Yeah.
And we engaged too now.
Yeah. So I backed up.
Why you look more irritated than her?
She's irritated on your behalf.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because I was irritated too, but now I'm over it.
Period.
What's next?
Now, so let's talk about, 10 years in a relationship. You're a relationship type of girl. What are some secrets that you have to make like a relationship last that long? Because, sometimes people feel like
I want to hear it too. Yeah.
You're a relationship expert at this point.
You've been in a longer relationship than all of us.
Yeah. I'm not affectionate.
You're not affectionate.
Has there been any breakups within the 10 years, or has it been 10 years straight?
Like, I moved to LA on some, like, I'm out of here. And he came. And
okay, so that was the answer.
Like, we would try.
We're going to LA.
Even if we separated, we still was talking every day.
Y'all were working all day together.
No, we wasn't working. Oh. It's just we just good friends. Like, really, like, friends.
What's his sign?
He a Leo. Mm.
Did you date anybody else, or did he date anybody else during that time?
During the time, no.
No.
You wasn't going to meet nobody in LA anyway.
No.
Not in LA, not in Atlanta.
Not in Atlanta.
Yeah. I lived in LA.
Well, okay, so you're not affectionate?
No.
Does that bother him?
He not really affectionate neither. I don't know. It's weird. I think he do be wanting me to be more affectionate.
Do you call him bro?
No.
Oh, God. Wait.
No, I don't call him bro. Okay, I call him Dave.
Okay, to make sure.
But I'm just not, like, I'm just not affectionate like that. My mom was never, like, my mom was so, like, strict. And I think it's rubbed off sometimes. On me.
Are you affectionate?
Somewhat. I feel that way, too. Like, my mom was so strict. So it's like that. You know,
oh,
just
no, I'm lying.
Things,
he said,
just like,
he got caught cheating, and that's when everything kind of.
That's
really,
when you went to LA. Ooh,
that's when you, no. You stopped being affectionate.
Yeah.
What you mean caught? Walking? How did you fucking?
No, no, no. Hell no.
How'd you
catch him? He would have been that.
Yeah, so he would have been like, no, so rest in peace.
I was in the house. This is in the beginning of our relationship. I was in the house and I'm working out, and then he's like, yeah, I'll be back. I'm about to take my mother to go get some food and shit. I'm like, all right, whatever. I don't care. Like, and then he didn't come back all night. So I'm calling the hospitals, calling him. I'm thinking he died. I'm like, oh my God, this nigga died.
Because he never would do this.
Because the last time he called me, he was like, I'm on Rockaway in Atlantic or some Rochester. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, he should have been here about 15 minutes, 30 minutes. And he never came. So I'm calling. And then my mom was like, well, go by his mom's house and see, because he said he took her to the... said he took her to dinner.
Yeah. Mama giving that advice.
I go to the house that I'm thinking is the mom house, and it's the girlfriend house.
What?
And I'm
what
not going to
the girlfriend?
The girl he was with.
Oh, I was going to say, not...
So before we got into a relationship, he was in a relationship, and he was still going over there.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you knock on the door. Continue.
I knock on the door, and the girl comes to the door, and I'm like, hi, I'm looking for David. Like, he said that his mom, I don't know. So she like, who are you? I'm like, his girlfriend. She's like, okay, hold on. Let me try to call and see. And I'm not, I don't know what. I didn't even ask who she was, because I'm looking at her and I'm like.
So she's trying to cover.
She didn't look like. Wait, she didn't look like nothing?
Because he used to take me over there on some like, oh, I got to run upstairs and get something for my.
No.
And you thought that was his mom's friend this whole time? That's crazy.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
So you dated a scammer too?
No. Yeah,
So what happened?
It was the beginning, though.
It was the beginning. Yeah. But
everybody was messing with somebody.
I ain't gonna lie. The beginning
everybody
be a little rough.
Everybody a little rough.
But after that, I was like over. Because in the beginning, I was posting pictures of us. Like, I'm doing shit. Trying to be, you know, like, I gotta be girly.
You hyped, wifed up.
After that happened, I'm like, oh, now you got me looking stupid. It's done. That is a done deal. Yeah, and then the affection just kind of drifted from there. But, like, you know, we have moments where we be like, oh, yeah. But he's not super affectionate either. So I don't know. Y'all but he be telling me wanting me to be a little bit more affectionate.
So you should
at this
do
point,
it.
I'm like, I don't even know how to do it. Like,
do y'all cuddle when you sleep together?
But he be choking me. You know that video? That
not the choke.
Like, Jesus. Being a
I can't move. But, yeah, we, you know, here and there. But I think I'm just holding a grudge or
Are
something.
You affectionate with the baby?
Yeah.
That's probably who you're giving your affection to.
I'm but you know what? You can't, if you just say you want to do this.
Share.
Yeah. You can't hold a grudge. If he's saying I need this, like, I want this, you probably
I know.
Like
I be trying.
Too.
I be trying.
Are you affectionate?
I'm affectionate for the most part. Mm-hmm. I give what I'm getting. Okay. So if you loving me down, you being da da da, I'm gonna give you that too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am.
You seem like you'll be sweet in the relationship.
I am.
So why is Buki not your man?
Buki is my man.
Okay, he is. Okay.
I'm just calling him Buki, codename.
How long has this been going on?
It's been a year.
You know what's interesting? We talked to Ayanna Van Zandt today from Fix My Life.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And she was telling us that she thinks that people have sex too soon and that we should wait like 90 to 120 days.
She did say that. Yeah.
No, that's the best.
That's too long.
You think so?
Yeah. Sometimes.
What if you wait all that long and then it's trash?
Trash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I didn't think about that.
And then you've built up all of this affection for this person and now the...
Fuck affection. You built up all them hormones. You ready to fuck. But, and that shit is not
Don't you think you can teach somebody who's trash to be better?
I think the only thing you can't compromise on is size.
Size, right.
But I think everything else... You can kind of work with. Especially if you're really into them. I feel really like you guys are connected in that way.
Like, have you ever had to train a guy to do things? Like, to make you come, to eat pussy?
Yes. You could tell somebody your spot a little bit. Yeah, like, right there. Not Not right there.
That's aggressive. There. That's
the way you see, that was real New York. That was real New York aggression.
Ayala said women today are too aggressive. Yeah.
Right there, right there. He'd be like, whoa, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, Billy B, what you going to say? You had to train somebody before?
No, this one guy, like, bit my whole pussy. Like, my shit was swole. I damn near punched him in his head. Like, get the fuck off of me. I never spoke to him after that. How would you just eat that? Like, you literally ate my whole, like, you ate it. Like,
yeah, you got the wrong idea. How long did you let this go on?
No, that was, it just.
Oh, just one bite.
Yeah.
One bite.
Okay. One bite and he's done.
One bite. My shit, like, it was like, swallowed he up. Really, yeah, I couldn't walk. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Wow. Yeah,
he thought he ate.
He ate for sure.
He thought he ate. He really ate.
He really ate. He formless boy ate that.
If we could talk to the guys listening, what are some things that they do that we don't like? Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Don't bite. We heard it. Don't bite it.
As far as eat a pussy or just in general?
Yeah.
In general. Don't rub it too hard.
Yes.
Yeah, don't rub it too hard. And I feel like sometimes when we fucking, now I'm talking to somebody specific. All right. I don't like a whine sometimes in it. I don't like a whine in it sometimes.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Yeah, no, that shit is crazy.
That's not always good.
Like, why are you trying to stretch me out? Yeah. Like, that, I don't like
that. You want all and everything. They're trying to hit all of the crevices. Yeah, you want to suck it up. But it's like,
I feel like men need to take more time giving foreplay instead of just trying to rush and stick it in. Yeah, take more time with the foreplay.
Take more time.
And take more time pleasing us. because they so ready to catch their nut
yeah.
that they forget that we want one too.
Yeah.
You know?
I ain't gonna lie, my nigga eat me first
and I feel like, sure. Okay, get yours. But I still want an internal orgasm too. I would like yeah. to come in a moment. I want to lie together. Yeah. Like, let's work
Did you
on
have
that.
An orgasm the first time you had sex with him?
Yup.
Okay, that's good.
That's great.
Because that's, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
So you are multi-orgasmic. Like, you have multiple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's that Taurus shit.
She's she about to call him right now.
Where's Bookie at right now?
Yeah, well, for nothing.
She about to send him a sex, okay? Even though he don't like it. Now, Billy B, what about you? Well, if you could tell guys, like, don't do this, like, what would be some things that you're like?
You know what's funny? Because even though I'm not that affectionate, I'm like a sub in... when it comes to sex, like I like for a guy to like
to dominate, tell you what to
dominate.
Do.
Okay. So I'm like,
yes, take over.
Whatever that. Yeah. A lot of women are like submissive, like
in the bedroom.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I never knew that I was, because I always thought I was like,
yeah.
And then as I got older, I'm like, bitch, you
know, a lot of times it's like, when we have to be so aggressive in life in general and be mm-hmm. like so dominant in the bedroom is a good time to not have to feel like that.
Mm-hmm. 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 You know. Let go. Yes.
Let go and let
God. I don't really tell you.
Let go and let girth.
Now, Jasmine, if you had to say, you know, things that you wish guys wouldn't do, just to give them some advice,
mm-hmm.
what would you
Sometimes
say?
Because I think they eat pussy too long.
Too long?
Too
long? How could you eat pussy too long?
Keep going.
I wanted to keep going.
No. Sometimes just a little bit and just fuck me. Like, and it depends on the woman. Everybody's different.
Okay.
So you don't want to have to go to, orgasm each time. You can go.
I don't need an orgasm each time.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need that each time. And then also, if I have orgasm, just stop because we can start fucking. Like, I don't, you know, yeah.
When they hold on and want to keep going and you like fighting them off, you want to keep like, stop it. Yeah.
After I orgasm, I could do it again and again.
I'm not like you.
Yeah. I can sometimes.
She one and done.
Yeah.
You one and done.
When you have one of those real intense orgasms, you know when you have one so hard that you like, don't touch me.
Yeah, yeah,
and they just
yeah.
want to keep going.
Yeah, that not is
what I'm going to never experienced that.
What?
I have.
Like, don't touch me.
No, it's just like, I can't go no more. Like, I'm exhausted.
I think everybody's different.
Yeah. And I'm an old bitch, so maybe, you know.
Yeah. But were you like that younger? You know what I'm saying? Or always like that?
I think I always was like that.
I think so.
I have like, very, very intense orgasms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do too. It's
they
like
be like
out of body
experiences. Yeah.
I'm a little loud, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are.
Yeah. I'm a shaker.
I can keep shaking.
Yeah.
Like, do you like guys to be loud?
I love that for you.
Do you like your guy to be loud?
Loud is crazy.
Loud. Don't be moaning the same like
level as you.
That's me. I like it low and not too much. Don't be screaming and stuff like
you want a masculine. Super like
because that can get you going a little bit more.
What about if he talks?
Like, I love to talk.
I love to talk.
Okay.
Well, I used to watch porns and just listen to the talk.
Don't talk too much. Don't ask me questions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I hate that.
Okay, y'all have any suggestions on what I should say? Because I'm not really a talker.
You're like, keep going. Yes.
That's funny to me. I might laugh if I try to say that.
What? Keep going?
Keep going.
You could do that.
I could do keep going.
She said keep going.
Go harder.
I can keep going.
Yeah, I like
see your pussy.
So
definitely say this
to
your pussy. Don't forget that.
Okay.
You could say that's my dick.
That's my dick. Okay, you have a suggestion for me? Because I'm going to hit all these notes.
That was really
nice. You watched the porn. You study porn. What else?
Yeah, no, but...
I like to hear it. I don't be liking the talk. I don't like to do the talk. Oh, I like to hear it. I be loud though, like moaning. I'm like,
I was about to say when all else fails, just moan.
Well, I don't be wanting to say the wrong thing. Like you talking. Like,
what about calling him daddy or something?
Yeah, daddy.
I don't like daddy. I don't like daddy.
Oh.
She got daddy issues.
I just don't like daddy.
I got a daddy.
I got a daddy, so I don't really want to.
I feel you.
It's a different daddy, though. It ain't the same.
No.
My daddy's crazy.
I don't want to correlate them.
But wait, okay, let's talk about that for a second, because on your freestyle, you do talk about your dad leaving and not coming back.
Yeah.
And you like, I don't care if, you know, has he...
Was it the TikTok on the grave? No.
Okay. She was talking about her dad.
Okay, sorry.
But, all right. But I just want to ask you about that. Like, has he since, because you've been you know, doing your shit, blowing up. Has he tried to reach out to you since at all?
Since the freestyle?
Yeah.
I was going to say, because in the freestyle, I said that he reached out to me, and that's why I'm like...
After that.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't talked to him since. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, he called me just when I started blowing up, like 2019, mm-hmm. and that was it. Like, we was just... I don't even remember our conversation for real. Mm-hmm. I really don't. Maybe it didn't matter to me that much.
Right. So he just left and just...
It wasn't... It didn't give just left. He... My mom and dad are both from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know the... I get a lot of bits stories these days. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I believe what happened was something happened between them that caused my mom to change the locks.
Okay.
I remember when the locks was changed. Even though I was three, I remember that.
Right.
I remember the arguing that night and stuff like that. The locks was definitely changed. And then just never seen him again. I remember we spoke probably a few times when I was little, like 4 or 5 years old. And then that was it. Like, just never again. But my
Did your mom tell you?
My mom told me that child support, like, she put him on child support, so he owes a whole bunch of money. She was told that he was trying to come to America, found out that he owed money and child support. They wasn't letting him come. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, never mind. I'm going to stay with my family in Nigeria.
Right.
And fuck y'all.
Oh, wow. Damn. You think there's ever a chance that you'll, you know...
I'm actually planning on going to Nigeria next month.
Okay.
To see him, because... my mom and dad it's a big age difference. Okay. You know, back then it was like, you know, he got money, so you know, marry this man. Mm-hmm. So he's, I think, in his like 70s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so 60s, 70s. So I'm going to go see him.
Right.
And here's the thing. You only get one side of it.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Which could be the accurate side, but also it gives you some perspective.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
Because, you know, our parents... Listen, we can't even look at them like they know what they're doing. They
That's why I'm like, I don't put nothing past my mom. Like, if that's what happened, if his story's true, your story too, is like, as you grow up, you realize, oh, she was a little toxic. Or was you a little toxic? There's toxicness.
Right. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm.
I get it. Sometimes you don't know. And then I think sometimes their relationship don't work. And then that kind of trickles down.
Yeah. Like, she was a young woman that had to marry an older man.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Came to America. She probably met somebody.
Right.
I got a stepfather, so maybe that fucked it up too.
Right.
So,
But look at how you turned out, though.
That
okay. I mean, I think if there's a time, you think you would document this when you go, or you just want to?
I probably would. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's really going to be really emotional. I ain't going to lie.
Because
even
it.
Just the topic, like speaking about my father and just my childhood, everything, it makes me start.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. You shouldn't feel that way. You know, there's healing that has to be done. And I feel it every time. So I just need to do that. I don't really care for cameras.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and what I love about both of you is that I feel like women can relate to you. And people in general can. Yeah. You know, just to see both of y'all doing, like, your thing and just to come and being vulnerable and transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not all the time perfect.
It's not a kiki-ki all the time. Yeah, it's not. We go through shit, real life shit.
Everybody does.
Everybody, exactly.
Yeah, and this industry is, like you said, it is a really hard, fucked up industry to be
in. It's cutthroat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's sharks. They gonna pounce on that ass at every chance, but you know.
But you guys have both had some great relationships. Look, I remember, you know, there was issues with you and Lola Brooke, but y'all after that popped out together, you know, and that's a positive thing. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Like, things happen, and sometimes it's miscommunications, and sometimes we don't know, and sometimes it is just like the business is not easy, you know, for everybody, and so. You know, just trying to, like, maintain certain things because there's such a big difference between business and, like, real friendships and relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? I had to learn that.
Yeah.
Like,
I had to learn that. Because, like, tourist people, I feel like when we be like, I'm your friend, like, we going to go crazy.
Go hard.
Every situation is kind of different, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't fuck with a lot of people. So if I fuck with somebody, I'm, like, all the way there. Like, I'm putting you before me type shit. Mm-hmm. Like, and then I'm like, all right, I gotta learn like how to separate certain things. Like, you know, business relationships from like, so because I'm the type of person, I'd be like, oh, if I can't really get down with you, I ain't gonna even be around you. I don't give a fuck.
Sometimes you gotta learn how to get to the money without.
But business, you gotta, you just gotta handle the business. And
you just keep people on the tier that they belong on.
Well, also, sometimes, you know, just because you won't handle the situation like another person would doesn't mean that they're necessarily wrong. Mm-hmm. As you get older and you have more life experiences, you kind of see different perspectives. And you're like, you know what? Okay, I can kind of, I understand.
Yeah, I get that other side.
Or I was going, you know, I was going through something at that time, so I get it. Like, you know, just because somebody doesn't handle something the same way doesn't mean, you know.
Sometimes it's a conversation too. You know, and it's hard for people to do that when everyone's watching from the outside, chiming in, and then you start listening to those voices. And
opinions. That's what really be causing most of the shit, like the surrounding people be making
people
shit.
People will egg shit on back, instigate real bad.
You be like, what?
And it's their entertainment, but it's your real life.
It's literally their entertainment because they know that they're getting to you, and it's just like, whoa, I'm getting to somebody's head like this that's big and famous. Yeah, I'm going to keep going.
And I think for you, Cleo Chapa, just even your whole like ascent in this business from, you know, doing those videos that have gone viral that people love, and then we've seen you on rap shit, you know, you have a couple of songs on the mixtape, and then Ice Spice. We've seen you with Ice Spice, and you guys have a good rapport, you know, with each other. Those are really valuable things that everybody's not gonna have, but it all is also a testament to you and your personality and your talent.
You are as a person.
You know, and Billy B, like, to see the people that fuck with you, that's a testament to your personality and your talent, because you gotta have both. I think you can't be talented and be an asshole. Because people really won't fuck with you.
Especially being a woman too.
Because they like, they put, people already have preconceived notions about female, especially female artists. They like, oh, they hard to work with. She's gonna come here. She's gonna come late. She's gonna She's gonna complain. She's gonna want this, that, and the third. Like, they always, so they already come with this, like,
preconceived. And then you acting like niggas don't do that. Like, don't go in. Like, what makes us so different that we do, we just doing what the niggas do? We just artists in general. Like, damn, we want shit perfected. We want shit how we want it to look, because we're artists. Like, that's my art. Like,
Right. And that's when it comes to videos, when it comes to, so what's the plans? Like, when the, these EP comes, do you have dates? Like, let us know.
I don't have an exact date. I would say early 2024.
Okay.
Like, winter.
That's soon.
Winter.
Yeah.
Winter.
Yeah.
You said winter?
Yeah.
Winter
January.
2024?
Yeah.
January. I'm gonna do spring.
You know, it's a Capricorn
album. Spring is cute. You know that.
It's a Capricorn album. It's a Capricorn album. Okay, so spring. Spring 2024.
Yeah. Taurus album.
Okay.
But I'm dropping a single this month, Rockstar, and I'm actually going to preview it at Mona Leo's concert.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's so dope. Yeah, that's, I see you posting. I'm like, are we going to get a little snippet or something?
I'm so excited. Yeah, because this is really like one of my favorite songs to date. Swear to God.
I love
it's
that.
Like a, it's really like a mix of like the my childhood tunes that I really used to bump to. And like, you know, that New York drill shit. And it's just together. It's just, it gives.
I cannot wait to hear what this sounds like.
Did you see my,
like,
drill thing?
Yeah, so you get 30.
You get 30. You see my drill?
And, you know, you have an eclectic taste in music, too, outside of the music that you do, but what you listen to.
Yeah, I love alternative music. I love Lana Del Rey really, really bad. I don't know if y'all know who Lana
Del Rey
is. Love Lana Del Rey. Love Coldplay, Maroon 5.
I like Coldplay.
And then I like old school music too, like 50s, 60s, 70s. I love everything.
You're a weirdo.
No, for real.
In a good way.
She's in a good way.
I feel like that's what makes you a good musician. You have to be, you have to listen to all types of music.
I have an ear for just hits. Like, it doesn't matter what year. Like, if it's a hit.
If it sound good. Whatever genre it is, whenever it came out, it sound amazing.
It sound amazing.
I love that. All right, and what about you, Billy B? Talk about, like, your project. How many songs have done so far for this EP?
Oh, God. I do so much songs because I like to do a lot and then just pick the best ones and put them together, or pick which ones match together. So, but this EP probably gonna have like 12 songs, 10 to 12. And I'm just working on the rollout. I need my rollout to be like
perfection.
I'm so big on rollouts because I feel like as an artist, you kind of set the tone for how people gonna receive the music. Like, so I want it to come in where you be like, oh, this bitch is coming. Like, you feel me? Like, I want that.
Dead ass.
I need that impact. Yes. So I'm not going to give no dates, though, because the peoples will be at my door. Like, hey,
about that
you said right. on the, yeah. yeah.
So I had to realize that too. I had to stop saying dates because when you don't hold up to them dates, they gonna choke you.
And you be like, no, but it's a good reason. They be like, so why?
They don't care. It's great that they care.
Yeah.
That's a good part. It's great when they be mad.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yo, calm down.
At least y'all wait. Y'all ready?
All right. And so, okay, so when is Rockstar coming out?
Rockstar is coming. I can't give a day yet, but it's definitely coming out this month.
Okay.
Definitely this month.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that many days left in this month.
Right. Not that much. So
here we are.
Two weeks. Yeah. 1 week. Soon.
2 weeks and some change.
Okay. Definitely coming out soon.
And we get to hear a little preview at Mona Leo. So you kind of got to put it out after that.
Yeah.
Because you can't do a little preview and then we can't.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm shooting the video Friday. So it's most likely going to be out probably next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But we love it. Yeah. A little Thanksgiving treat for y'all. Yeah. Well, you know what, Billy B and you know what, Clea Trapper, thank y'all so much for joining us. We had a good time. Mm-hmm. I love a New York episode.
I love it too. Thank you for having me. Yes. And nice to meet you, Billy. Yes, this is our first time.
Oh, get out of here.
Yes. Yeah. It
okay.
is. All right, Taurus.
I'm
glad like that you were Taurus. I love that.
I know. I love Taurus. I'm already thinking what the name of this episode is gonna be. Because we said some funny things. I already have an idea. All right, we're going to talk about it. All right. Well, thank y'all so much, though, honestly, for joining us. You got to come back, both of you, when your projects are out. Because, we want to make sure that we support. And we had a good time.
Thank you.
It's way up.
It's lip service.
Forget I said that.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.